Oh, wow. Finally. I haven't had a physical body in years. Forgot what it feels like. Look at me. I look nice. We are gonna have a lot of fun, aren't we?
And that was Possession. Any ghost can learn it in less than one lesson. And so can you. Which is what we're gonna be doing today. So Possession voices. There's actually a lot more than just the one example that I just had. Let me run through some random other ways you can do possession voices.
Let's make a deal. Your soul for my help.
Well, this is certainly a new feeling.
And there's also maybe the more simple versions of possessed voices, which is just playing with pitch and stuff.
Look at me. I'm not your friend anymore.
You could also probably try and like combine the effects to try and get like a real demonic possession sort of thing going on.
This form, it's unfamiliar, but not unpleasant. As long as I can still do evil things in it.
These sorts of effects are used all over in media, whether it be movies or music or anything with audio, and we're doing audio editing right now. So how do we get this? And thankfully, it is surprisingly simple. The effect pretty much revolves around pitch. I'll be talking about how to do this in Audacity, but this tutorial will probably apply to pretty much any audio editing software just because it's such a simple effect. Now, under the Effects tab, there's a button called Change Pitch, which we will be using. Changing pitch is very powerful.
This is my voice with 5% higher pitch.
And this is my voice with 5% lower pitch. Different voices are going to be changed in different ways from playing with the pitch, so I'd encourage you to experiment. I like to use ranges from like 5 to 15% because that still makes the voice sound pretty natural and understandable while still making a noticeable difference.
So like, here's 10% up.
Here's 10% down.
It is so incredibly useful. Knowing how to change pitch is, I would say, integral to knowing how to edit well. But we're not just focusing on pitch. How do we turn this into a possessed voice? Well, first, let's make a sample clip. I am a possessed voice. Wah, 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 wah. All right, that's good. So all we need to do is we need to go to the Tracks tab at the top and select Add New. Now you can add a new mono track or stereo track. It doesn't really matter unless you're like using binaural stuff. But from that, we take the audio that we want to add this effect to and we just copy it down to this other track. And it'll be a one-to-one, perfectly the same. It'll actually sound the same too. Let me play it real quick. I am a possessed voice. Wah, 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 wah. So the audio exists on two separate tracks now, but it sounds exactly the same. It starts to get interesting when we pitch one of the voices up or down. Let's pitch one of those 5% up. I am a possessed voice. Wah, 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 wah. And that's it. That's all the key concepts you need to know to have this voice effect. You can change the pitch of both voices with like one going up and one going down. I am a possessed voice. You can add a third track so that you have one track that is the original voice, one track that is pitched 5% down, and one voice that is pitched 5% up, which makes this effect. I am a possessed voice. Wah, 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 wah. That is, as far as I know, the exact voice effect that they used for Bill Cipher in Gravity Falls, if you grew up watching that. Very good show. As for other stuff that can help with the effect, you can offset the audio a little bit. And what I mean by that is right now they're like one-to-one, like exactly on each other, but you can shift one of the voices by like 0.1 seconds, so now they're not completely overlapping. I am a possessed voice. So that just kind of adds to like the double voice feel. Pitching voices way down can make it sound demonic.
I am a possessed voice.
Dang, that is terrifying. That was using minus 25% for one of the pitches and minus 5% for the other pitch. And you can also reverse the audio if you want to have some kind of demonic chant or something. Sounds absolutely wild. Anyways, in this tiny time frame, you just learned how to do like over a dozen possession voices, and I'm sure you can probably figure out a lot more by experimenting around with stuff. You now have the key concepts, so play around with it, see what sounds nice with your voice, and you can do a lot with this. And don't be afraid to try to apply it to other concepts. I think I've used it for like robot characters before and stuff like that. So yeah, go wild. I'll also have an image guide attached to this post in case you learn better that way or need any like visual clarification on anything. As I always say, reality is an illusion. The universe is a hologram. Bye.